Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Temperatures above 90 degrees this week, thanks to what they call a heat dome. I always thought the heat dome was that weird helmet thing my grandma sat under at the hair salon. It'll be so hot in Maine this week, the lobsters will be getting in pots just to cool down. It's so hot in New York this week, the rats are wearing crop tops. It's so hot in South Dakota, Christy Noem's dogs are shooting themselves. Oh, one more. It's so hot at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump asked Melania to be even colder to him.
Wow.
Oh.
So I'm looking up at CBS News, dangerous heat dome. I like the way they come up with these terms. New terms? Or they've always been around, but I hadn't heard them? Anytime there's a weather phenomenon, you know, too much rain, too much wind, too much heat, whatever, some new scary thing. Now we got a heat dome.
It's a heat dome or a polar express or an atmospheric river or a,
right,
a sunshine whirlwind or whatever. Yeah. All right. Hey, I suggest you get in the air conditioning and drink water. Anyway. Oh, I'm reminded that Katie was just telling us that Wallet Hub found San Francisco was the worst managed city in America, which is a surprise to no one who's been there recently. They've also changed their tourism emphasis from our streets are slick with human poo.
Okay,
that wasn't the official slogan, but now they're marketing, hey, it's chilly here in the summertime, which is true.
Yeah, it's flat out cold.
And if I'm enduring a heat dome or an atmospheric vortex or whatever, that's not a bad pitch. Tourism has rebounded. It's down about 10%, if I recall the figures, from pre-COVID still, which is significant, but it is rebounding to San Francisco.
Well, that's who don't know what they're doing. There's no way you can enjoy downtown San Francisco. It's impossible.
San Francisco crumbling.
Thanks, Metal Guy. I hadn't intended to get off on a San Francisco jag. Because we've been beating up on the blue cities of the West Coast already.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we're talking about it, and we'll get to a really interesting idea for a tweak of our political system that might do a lot of good. This was sent along by a beloved listener. Who was it? I can't find it.
Well, I'll just say this. I wouldn't take my kids. Yeah. I was in San Francisco, a couple of weekends ago because I had a rare day where I wasn't parenting. So I went to San Francisco to do some shopping, and you know, you have to be worried about your car getting broken into because there's, what do they call it, San Francisco snow or whatever on the streets everywhere from everybody getting their cars broken into. And all the stores that still exist are locked up, and some guard has to look you over and let you in to shop. And you have to look over your shoulder constantly at the crazy street people. And they've got a mobile police station in Union Square because they had to have a police station right there in Union Square so that they got teams of cops that can swarm out any moment when they need to protect you or a store. It's like it's like when we were in South Africa, when we were in Cape Town. That's the vibe it has.
Where civilization was kind of hanging by a thread. Yeah, absolutely. So the mayoral contest in San Francisco is going on right now, and they've had a couple of debates, and the current mayor, London Breed, was really targeting Mark Farrell, former supervisor who's running to her right, and said he's going to refund the police. She mocked him for that, for promising to restore police staffing levels. She says, quote, and I'm working to the good part. First of all, this is not the Republican National Convention where every answer to public safety is police. When Mark Farrell was temporary mayor of San Francisco, property crime was up, car break-ins were up, violent crime was up. Oh, yeah, it's mayor for a cup of coffee. Anyway, here's the great part. They mention, even in San Francisco Chronicle, which is way left, Breed had clearly had her audience in mind with this jab, and it's ridiculous. But I guess it was the final round of the debate allowed candidates to ask one prepared question to another candidate.
Good one.
And it was alert listener, Gary, who sent this along. This is the new litmus test for governor of, for mayor rather of San Francisco.
To see if they're a base or an acid? Why do you want to know if, I don't even understand.
What now? Breed, is asking Farrell. You were at the Harvey Milk LGBT Democratic Club and couldn't name any LGBT advisors to your campaign. You were at the debate last week and couldn't name any drag queens on your own.
No.
This is an opportunity to redeem yourself if you can name three LGBTQ advisors to your campaign and name three drag queens in San Francisco.
You shouldn't
How
be mayor.
How blank and crazy is that?
You shouldn't be mayor unless you have it. On at the tip of your tongue, the name of three prominent drag queens?
That's correct.
Wow. That is not, I was going to say, it's not Oklahoma City. It's not any other city in America.
Keeping in mind that this guy's running to the right of the, this is a conservative in San Francisco, during last week's debate.
You can't
somebody
even
asked,
name three drag queens. Correct, I would say.
Well, the reason that happened is even crazier, just bat poo nuts. The last debate, they were asked, who's your favorite drag queen? And some other
what?
Person who's running
no!
answered first.
You've been fooled. Somebody got you a fake news story, and now you are going to have to apologize for this later.
Not
this can't
for Babylon
be
P.
True.
I beg you, let me finish to illustrate the full bat poo craziness of this. The reason they challenged him to name three drag queens was because in the last debate, they asked the candidates, who's your favorite drag queen? A different candidate answered first and said, my favorite is Honey Mahogany. Farrell, the beastly conservative who wants to reconstitute the police, answered second, and he said the same. Honey Mahogany, leading many people to believe he didn't actually have a favorite drag queen. He was just copying the first person. You don't have a favorite drag queen?
That's probably true, but it's also perhaps unfair to Honey Mahogany, who might just be the standout drag queen. And you don't get to take the best drag queen, and I'm not allowed to say the same, the great drag queen.
Exactly. You can't mock somebody for saying my favorite band is the Beatles, all right? That is a major American city, friend.
No, it's way worse than that, though. This would be insane if these were during good times in San Francisco, where all the stores are open and there's tourists everywhere and you're not afraid. These are the worst times San Francisco's ever had as a city, maybe second only to the day after the 06 earthquake.
Right.
These are the worst times the city's ever had. And the issue for mayor is you couldn't even name a drag queen last time? I have no words. I have no words for how nuts this is.
Writes the San Francisco Chronicle, the most important news publication in the San Francisco Bay region. Not naming the staffers is forgivable, but his refusal to answer the drag queen question made him look out of touch.
Oh, my God.
If Farrell hasn't already typed SF drag queens into his Google search bar, it's probably too late. The damage is done.
How about in touch with the actual problems that are driving people out of the city?
the Doom Spiral, anyone? But he couldn't name three drag queens.
Have you
not? The downtown is abandoned. It's been given over to Venezuelan drug dealers, junkies, and criminals. But he couldn't even name one drag queen. All right, I give up.
Wow, that would have been my answer, you know, and if I lose, I lose. But I think that would have been a good answer. The New York Times has written endless columns about the Doom Spiral in San Francisco. I'm more interested in talking about getting out of this Doom Spiral than naming prominent drag queens. I think you'd actually have a shot at winning with that instead of playing that game, but what do I know?
I think so.
A Rudy Giuliani-like character is going to rise up at some point. And if you're not there yet, it's never going to happen in San Francisco, where people have decided, you know what, I'm really into the drag queen thing, the gay thing, I love all the stuff about San Francisco, but my car keeps getting broken into, my coffee shop's going to close down because there are no customers, or it's already closed. I mean, I can't even believe this is real.
Yeah. Well, and people around the country are probably thinking, I was going to phrase this differently, but, you know, you think you know how crazy the West Coast has become. You don't know the half of it.
I thought I knew. I was just there. I lived not many miles from there.
Right.
And I didn't know that the real gotcha at the big debate to be mayor of the failing city was going to be, you couldn't name one prominent drag queen. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
that's astounding.
We keep asking how bad's it got to get before things turn. Not there yet, I guess.
Okay, coming up, I beg of your opinion. I sound like Joe Biden there. The secretary, if you haven't heard that clip, Biden's latest lockup. We'll play that for you. But I beg of you your opinion. Would this tweak to our primary system work? Get us better candidates. We'll talk about that coming up.
Cool. A lot on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTZ.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. Just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and tons of data. But more people are switching to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, to support the America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to help prevent veteran suicide. To make the switch, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. Make the switch, same service, save money, help vets, #250, keyword save now.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We're living in a heat dome, people. These are not normal times.
Run for your lives.
I have. I am.
My favorite headline of the day later on, Star Wars fans abandon ship as Disney brings on the lesbian space witches. So stay tuned. Disney doubling down on their whole woke movies.
And bringing on some LSWs. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Who needs that? I thought this was interesting. I don't really know Daniel Horowitz's act. He writes for the Blaze, Glenn Beck's outfit. Shout out to Glenn. Used to know him a little bit. Anyway, he's talking about the grassroots conservatives scored a big upset win in Indiana. Unlike most states, they choose their lieutenant governor in a convention of the party that holds the governorship, I guess, and despite strong backing from the state GOP establishment and an endorsement from Donald Trump, this person who he calls a rhino lost the lieutenant governor nomination to an evangelical pastor who's a serious conservative. And, you know, I don't know enough about the people involved to really have a strong opinion on that. But Horowitz's assertion is that switching to conventions made up of well-informed party activists limits the influence of special interests and Trump's occasionally ill-conceived endorsements. He is definitely advocating having less democracy in the primary process.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a great idea. I realize that, like, runs afoul of the kind of half-thought-out popular narrative.
Oh, yeah, I didn't believe this up until, like, a year ago. But I absolutely believe smoke-filled rooms were way better than the way we're doing it now.
But you look at like, Disney's terrible movies lately, the recent one being an obvious exception. What's the one about the emotions inside you and all, Inside Out? Or
right.
What's that called? Yeah, it's supposed to be really good, but you can't, like, crowdsource what the plot would be. Because people are just, they're not serious about it. They're not thinking about it. They're not invested in it. Parties have to figure out what their platform is and who their candidates ought to be. And then people will either accept it or reject it. And it'll be less prone to whims like Horowitz is discussing here. This is the part I found kind of persuasive. Strangely, Trump endorsed this McGuire character, extending his support for establishment candidates into conventions. However, conventions are where grassroots movements thrive. And he says this other guy who won wouldn't have stood a chance in a popular primary where special interest money and misleading ads put conservative lipstick on rhino pigs, often securing Trump's endorsements. So this guy is, he's not a Trump loyalist, exactly. And he's just a conservative and doesn't appreciate Trump, you know, just endorsing the person who seems more likely to win. The Indiana convention, like the Utah convention earlier this spring, shows that this method is the future. We need this structural change in the nominating process to transform the party. And he points out no GOP incumbents in Congress have lost a primary this year. Zero. And most open seats in deep red districts are going to establishment candidates. Swamp Republicans use industry funding to campaign facetiously on conservative issues, making it nearly impossible to beat them in primaries. His point being that they will put on their conservative lipstick, and the people who vote in primaries who aren't paying that much attention, go ahead and vote them in, and then they show their true colors. Whereas the real party loyalists and activists, they know all these people, and they know what they actually are. I found it a compelling argument.
Yeah, well, I'm a believer now that choosing our candidates is all out of whack and all that sort of stuff. Smoke-filled rooms were actually better, which I didn't believe at all years ago. But we ran the experiment, and we see what we've gotten. You mentioned that you didn't follow any news while you were on your little vacation there.
Yeah, very little.
And so you probably missed what an amazing day Trump had on Thursday, and how disciplined he's been over the last 5 days, which is a long time for him. But he said nice things about Mitch McConnell. They shook hands, came together. He said nice things about Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, who hates him. And Larry Hogan shot back, and Trump didn't respond. And just lots of stuff like that. He was given an opportunity in a national interview to jump into the Hunter Biden mess and just said, you know, it's a tragedy for a family anytime. I mean, he's taken the high road and not stepped in it now more than he ever has since he came down the escalator. And we'll see if he can hold on to this or not, because dude, if you stick with the issues, immigration and inflation, and don't step in any of these other landmines, you're gonna win. And maybe somebody's gotten to him. I don't know who.
I think you're absolutely right. Whether it was Don Jr. or some trusted advisor says, look, you want to win, right? Here's how we win. And he bought it.
Halperin says it's Kellyanne Conway back in the fold has got his ear and telling him this.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Oof, I'm not a big fan.
Hmm? Anyway. I mean, he had an opportunity to say all kinds of things, awful things about people he hates, and he passed. And that is not what he usually does.
Yeah, right. Well, interesting.
Instagram official is a thing if you're dating, you're a couple. But if you want to make your partner feel more secure, do this instead. I found this pretty interesting. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GAWon'tWait.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So many things happened with me on the baseball field that I could just look back and just replay every moment. I never had a day where somebody would not come up and say, I saw you make a play, I love you because of what you did for me. And it made me feel very, very proud because not only did I play baseball for the people, they enjoyed what I did.
Willie Mays, who died yesterday in his 90s, certainly in the argument for the greatest baseball player of all time, and played for the San Francisco Giants, and they got a statue out front of the ballpark, the fabulous ballpark, and he's a big deal everywhere that you like baseball fans. I wish I had had a chance to see him play. He's before my time.
660 home runs, I'm pretty sure. If it were not for the Royd boys, he'd be in the top three.
And if not for World War II, maybe the top. He missed 2 years, like a lot of the great players from back in that time, and the prime of his career for World War II. 2 years. So probably another 70 home runs, maybe?
Certainly possible, yeah.
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 Unimaginable now, the idea, I feel like, of our biggest movie stars and biggest sports stars going off to fight a war. I don't know. I hope we don't find out. Maybe if we full-on go to war with China, you'll see, you know, LeBron James in uniform over fighting a war. I doubt it.
No, probably playing basketball to raise money for war bonds or something like that, more likely.
I remember back in the day, it was called Facebook Official. I guess that's when you knew your relationship became serious. You became Facebook Official, like if your Facebook post had you, you know, with your, whoever you're dating in there.
And your status, right? You could say your status is
a
couple, single.
Facebook actually had a status thing. Is that right, Katie? I don't know. We're not on Facebook.
Yeah, you would set your status to in a relationship, and then you would tag their profile to tell everybody who it was.
Ooh, that's a major deal right
there.
Big
deal.
But now it's Instagram Official, because Instagram is so much bigger a deal than Facebook. And this study from the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships says that going Instagram Official is not as important to making your partner feel secure as some other things, which I found interesting, particularly for, depends on your attachment style. Do you know about the attachment styles? I just became aware of this recently, and maybe you buy into it or not.
Yeah. Why don't you review for us?
I don't know them all. There's anxious attachment, which this plays into mostly. Those are people that are really nervous about the whole thing falling apart and need to be reaffirmed on a regular basis. Then there's attachment avoidant, which I think I lean more toward, where when things start getting really down to the nitty gritty, you think, it's just getting a little hot in here. Woo, I think I need to step out of the room to get some fresh air real quick.
Then there's Velcro attachment. It's very noisy when you break up. And there's super glue attachment. Oh, speaking of super glue, I had to fix something yesterday. I swear to God, I bought this super glue, 3 weeks ago? And now the tube is solid. It was sealed up tight, but the glue's no good anymore. When they make super glue so that it's still glue in a month when you open it up, then they'll have it licked by Gelly. Super. Your glue is not so super, friend. Huh?
So super glue is not one of the attachment styles. I was told by a professional therapist that when avoidance and anxiousness get together, it's often a rocky relationship, but the sex is insane.
That's also known as the disorganized attachment.
So,
yeah, I can picture that being true.
Anyway, if you're an anxious attachment, you don't feel necessarily better because the person you're in a relationship with has made you Instagram official by having pictures of the two of you together. It's when they, and for some reason I'm picturing dudes mostly, but I suppose it works both ways, when they stop liking lots of hot chicks on the Instagram, not liking like, I like you, but, you know, clicking like on their profiles, going around to hot people and clicking like on them. Who, are there people that do this? I guess you do this. I don't do this. Even if I had free time and I don't have any, I'm not spending it on going around to hot people and clicking like on it. What the hell is that impulse? I just don't get it.
So for me, this is like hearing about the breeding habits of pandas. I'm not engaged in it, so I can read about it on an academic level, but I can't relate to it. Maybe Katie can help out. How would I be aware of what my partner is liking?
Because
I look over their shoulder?
Yes, because you check their phone regularly.
Well, and there was a feature on Instagram that you could actually see what the people you follow were liking and following.
You could go to the separate
section and it would say, you know, your boyfriend is liking all of these OnlyFans models photos.
It's also not uncommon, I understand, in the modern relationship to have access to each other's phones, and then you can look through their Instagram and see what they're doing.
When I hear that, that is the first thing that comes to my mind is, all right, you guys don't trust each other. My husband and I both have access to each other's phones. Could not tell you the last time either one of we checked it ever, unless we asked each other to for something.
Yeah, I don't have any need to check my wife's phone.
Yeah, that whole granting access so I can look through his phone whenever I want. Why do you feel the need to do that? You already have a trust issue.
If he's doing something especially untoward, he's got another phone.
That too. Burner phones.
I only have 5 burner phones. I try to limit it.
Wow, you're working really hard if you have a burner phone.
Must wear cargo pants with a lot of pockets.
So I guess that's what you, well, what is the common rule on that? I don't know, cause like all this stuff really came to be like after I was really in the dating world. So what is the most common rule on that for checking each other's phones? What's the most common? Do you know? I don't have any idea.
Types into Google, how do pandas get horny and why? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you mean like by checking their phone to see what they're doing on social media?
Is the most common situation where, and people can text 415-295-KFTC, is the most common situation that, of course, I can grab his or her phone whenever I want and look at it. That's our deal. Or no, you can't, or you could, but you don't, or...
I would love to see the results of that survey.
Yeah, it gets real messy because you get people that have the passcodes and the face ID, and then the partner can't get into the phone and wants to know why they can't, and it just turns into a whole mess.
But I could see it. That could get complicated fast. You can look at my phone, but why do you want to?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you have a question, ask me. If I don't answer it honestly, you probably ought to get.
Wow, get. Is Joe's remedy. Just get. G-I-T. Get.
Or work out your trust issues, then get.
Yeah, my wife has her phone. I have my phone. That's it. We don't worry about it.
Well, now, do you not let her look for your phone?
Oh, she can.
Michael?
Yeah, but we don't look at each other's phone. We don't even think about it, you know? She does her thing. I do my thing.
I must say, I've never asked to look at somebody's phone.
Yeah.
But... I haven't had that much experience with it. But anyway, they say that is the way to make somebody feel the most comfortable. Stop cruising through the Instagrams and liking hot people's. When you stop doing that, that's when they feel like you're together more than the declaring your Instagram official. I guess.
A weird planet we're on right now.
Yeah, I know. Therapists should weigh in on this. This has got to be a whole different world just all the way around in that. There's no way, not that many years ago, you're a couple and you're sitting there on the couch watching television and one of you is flirting with someone. Impossible, obviously.
Right.
I mean, just obviously. But in the modern world, not a decent chance, depending on who you are, but an easy opportunity. You could be sitting right there together watching TV and one of you or both of you are flirting with other people or multiple people.
I just, again, am looking at mankind and thinking, yeah, this isn't working anymore.
And there's no, then that's here to stay. That's never going to go away, which, you know, obviously adds a dynamic that, well, like old Wiener, Hillary's number one, Huma Abedin, her what? Husband.
Oh, Anthony Wiener.
Anthony Wiener was laying
Anthony's
in bed.
The Wiener.
Was
yeah.
laying in bed next to his wife. Sending pics to high school girls.
Ugh.
I mean, that was impossible not that many years ago.
Or with his child lying right yeah. next to him at one point, right?
Where you're basically yeah. cheating on your spouse while you're in bed together. I mean, that would have... I think you would have noticed not that many years
You'd
ago.
You'd have had to be skillful to pull that off back in the day, huh?
Super quiet, don't jiggle the bed.
It's amazing
the dog,
how much,
don't
how
worry
much
about
time
it.
I spent thinking about that whole situation and completely erased it from my brain until you guys just brought it back up.
But that's just an element of more ways and reasons to be insecure and worry that just did not exist that many years ago. Then there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
Exponentially more opportunities to be things to worry about than there ever were before. And I mean, like, once you're both home from work at 5 o'clock, you are in the clear. I mean, in terms of anything to worry about.
Right.
That's just no longer true.
Right. Yeah. Troubled times, friends. Troubled times.
Text line, on how you handle that situation with your, each of your phones. 415-295-KFTC. We'll do an impromptu survey.
Now, on a more positive note, it's Pride Month, and here's something to be proud of. Transgender athletes have taken state track titles in 5 states in just recent days. That's something to be proud of.
All right.
Boys whooping up on girls.
I want to hear about that. Among
See,
other things,
men are even better at being women than women. Yes!
That and other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Suffer from headaches, general inflammation, or arthritis? Millions do, while taking traditional drugs engineered to treat symptoms and create ongoing sales. Introducing Vibe, a novel iPod-sized device using pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe, whose founder happens to be a rocket scientist, not a sales scientist. Eye-opening study data, hope, and Vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tired of the long drive to the airport?
fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A disclaimer first. Gay, lesbian, athletes, nobody cares. Gay pride, that's fine. Nobody cares. It's the alphabet soup of radical gender and queer theory that I object to.
Well, and
having said that,
and dudes, yes, participating in women's sports, which even
having
gay Martina Navratilova, among others, is staunchly against.
Right. Having said that, Pride Month, let's be proud of these transgender athletes who are just whooping up on the girls in state scholastic high school final meets. These are the state meets. This is their state championship. This is your scholarship. This is your biggest achievement as an athlete ever.
Or even
congratulations
if you're not
gonna,
to. Yeah, yes? Even if you're not going to move on to college, anything like that, it's the last time you're ever going to compete at this level. This is the big moment. I remember it.
Yes. So Pride Month, be proud of those five men who identify as girls, whatever that means, who won girls' state scholastic titles at outdoor season spring meets in Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, Oregon, and Washington. And I can quote all the woman athletes who abhor this and are campaigning and spending their honor and fortune, as it were, to stand up against this insanity. But congratulations in particular go to... In case this person's not an adult, I'm going to leave their name out of it.
Good
if
idea.
It's a confused adolescent, we'll just say Aileen Anonymous, who's a boy, a junior at Washington's East Valley High School, who took gold in the girls' 2A 400-meter run on May 25th. This person won the 400 at all seven meets ahead of the state championship, was also top competitor this year in the 1600 meter, 3200 meter, 300 meter hurdles, and 4x400 relay, according to athletic.net. Great pride there. Way to go.
And so the girls that finished second in all of those meets were denied the opportunity, you know, that a feeling that you'll never have a chance in your lifetime to replicate. And women are okay with that. And then that poor dude who won all those gold medals, somehow you got convinced you should be proud of that? I mean, even if you're fully on board with that, there's something with gender dysphoria in the brain, all that sort of stuff, you biologically have a male body. You shouldn't be excited about the fact that you can beat girls who don't have male bodies.
Yeah, you have a fairly serious mental emotional problem, and I hope you get help for it, but it's ugly. About half of states have outlawed this madness, and the number is growing.
Man, Connecticut is the first state I remember where the track and field thing was. Connecticut really got a lot of dudes in high school track and field that like whipping up on the girls.
Yep. And again, men are better at everything, including being girls.
So we got on this topic of sharing each other's phones or looking at each other's phones in a relationship or whatever, or how you handle that. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, on one hand, yeah, you ought to trust each other. I like the where you and Katie both land with the we could, but we don't. So because there's, you know, people make jokes and comments, not about each other, but just that you don't make in front of each other kind of a man-woman thing. Would you agree with that? Mm-hmm. Don't you make untoward jokes with your male friends that you wouldn't make sure. In front of Judy? and a text that, you know, it's not anything wrong necessarily. It's just...
Right. Well, yeah, and there are more examples than that. I mean, my wife is a very friendly person, and in high school, she thought a lot of the girls were, like, mean duplicitous and was more comfortable hanging around the dudes, and so she had a lot of guy friends. And there was a couple of times I thought, wow, that's too friendly. It's making me uncomfortable. But I know her intentions are 100% pure, so I don't want to know. It's fine. We're faithful to each other. That's all I need to know.
Go through some of the texts. My wife and I have the same passwords for our phones. We can access each other's phones anytime we want. Okay. No one's touching my phone, and I'm not touching anyone else's phone. I like that. Just, how about we just don't? And nothing to worry about. Just, eh. Katie is wrong. This is an interesting one. You should be able to answer your partner's phone if it rings and not withhold access. Our grandparents answered the one family phone. Okay, now you're treating your phone like it's a phone.
Oh, wait, that's a minute. Not... I never said that.
Well, no. And nobody's looking at their phone as a phone here for phone calls. That's
right.
Not what we're talking about.
No.
All right.
I got to admit, the name is kind of confusing. phone.
Yeah. Nope, 58 and 68 years old. We've been together for 10 years, never looked at each other's phones. I don't want to see it. Crude guy jokes. This is from her, obviously. I don't want to see it. Crude guy jokes, dumb dad jokes, planning golf games is something I don't need a part of, and I'm sure he feels the same about what's on my phone. My husband and I had access to each other's phones. We never had a need or desire to look at it until my husband died suddenly. Thankfully, I was able to access his phone, and there was nothing surprising on it. Boy, if you do have something surprising on your phone, think about the fact that you could drop dead at any moment, and then people will be going through your phone.
How much do you want me to think about that? Hell of a way to go through the day. Now I might drop dead in the next moment. Wow.
My husband and I both have access to each other's phones, but don't check them. Smartphones have simply revealed the depravity of humankind's heart. That's why we need Jesus. Okay?
I think there's a blurred line between using your partner's phone and going through your partner's phone.
100%.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that line's getting blurred somewhere in here.
Yeah. If you're going through every text, email, Instagram like, that is a different thing than, well,
then,
I don't
hey,
know.
Husband, call my mom for me. My phone's right there. You know, like, it's access. I don't know. This is.
I like this one. Here's how we handle it. I help her find my phone. And she helps me find hers. I got it backwards. I help her find
hey,
her
can
phone.
Can you call
me
my phone?
Yeah, exactly. Where did I leave my phone? I think it's in your other pants.
Oh, it's on silent.
It's probably next to your glasses, which you also can't find. Speak that, talking about myself.
They're on your head, Joe.
Oh, Armstrong and Getty. What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.